Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood career guide navigating this crazy thing called life, one step at a time. Today's topic? Solitude and creativity. Two things that might seem worlds apart, but trust me, they're closer than you think. Ever feel like your brain is stuck in neutral? Ideas drying up faster than a puddle on the sidewalk in August? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that sometimes, the key to unlocking those brilliant breakthroughs isn't more hustle, but more, me time? Crazy, right? Well, it's actually backed by science. Solitude, when used strategically, can be a superpower for creativity. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle, needs rest and recharge to perform at its best. And sometimes, the best way to give it that reboot is to ditch the distractions and dive headfirst into some good old-fashioned alone time. Here are 5 things you need to know about how solitude can supercharge your creativity. First up, silence is golden. Seriously, I'm talking about turning off those notifications, silencing your phone, even putting on those noise-canceling headphones. You know that feeling when you're trying to concentrate and every little ping or buzz pulls your focus away? It's a total brain drain. When you create space for silence, you're giving your mind the opportunity to wander freely, make those unexpected connections, and spark new ideas. Remember, some of the greatest breakthroughs happened in moments of quiet contemplation. Next, embrace the power of daydreaming. You know, that thing your parents probably told you to stop doing? Yeah, well, they were wrong. Daydreaming isn't just for kids, it's a powerful tool for creative problem solving. When we allow our minds to wander freely, we can tap into our subconscious and access ideas that might not come through conscious thinking. So next time you find yourself with a few spare minutes, ditch the to-do list and let your mind wander. Who knows what amazing things you'll come up with? Third, get out in nature. Remember those childhood days when you spent hours building forts in the woods or exploring hidden trails? Well, it turns out that those experiences weren't just fun, they were actually beneficial for your brain. Studies have shown that spending time in nature can boost creativity and cognitive function. So take a walk in the park, hike in the mountains, or simply sit outside and soak up some sunshine. Your mind will thank you for it. Fourth, don't be afraid to get uncomfortable. Sometimes, the most creative ideas come from stepping outside of our comfort zones. Try something new, experiment with different mediums, or challenge your assumptions. You might be surprised at what you discover. Remember, creativity thrives on exploration and risk-taking. Finally, make time for solitude regularly. This isn't a one-time thing, it's a habit to cultivate. Schedule some time each week for activities that help you recharge and connect with yourself. Read a book, take a bath, meditate, or simply sit in silence. By making solitude a priority, you'll set yourself up for success in all areas of your life, including creativity. Think about it. Remember the last time you felt truly inspired? Chances are, you were in a state of quiet contemplation. Maybe you were brainstorming a project solo, lost in thought during a walk, or simply enjoying some peaceful me time. Solitude isn't just about being alone. It's about creating space for your mind to breathe, wander, and connect with itself on a deeper level. Think back to that time when you were working on a project, feeling totally stuck. Did pushing yourself harder actually help? Or did stepping away for a bit, taking a walk, or simply clearing your head lead to some fresh insights? Yeah, me too. I remember once I was struggling with this podcast episode about productivity. Felt like my brain had become a hamster wheel going nowhere fast. But then I took a break, went for a run, and came back feeling completely recharged. Boom, the ideas started flowing again, and the rest, as they say, is history. So remember, the next time you feel creatively blocked, don't reach for another cup of coffee or double down on your workload. Instead, consider taking a step back, silence your phone, step outside, let your mind wander. You might just be surprised at what you discover. Let's recap. Solitude isn't about escaping the world. It's about creating space within yourself for creativity to flourish. Embrace the power of silence, daydreaming, nature, stepping out of your comfort zone, and scheduling regular me time. These are the keys to unlocking a wellspring of creative energy you might not even know you had. So, what are you waiting for? Take that step back, give yourself permission to be alone with your thoughts, and watch those brilliant ideas start to flow. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of creative inspiration. They'll thank you later. Until next time, keep creating, keep exploring, and keep climbing that ladder, one step at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.